course, you know, that you're taking. So you're taking classes just...
Yeah, I haven't taken for the last couple of semesters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just here and there, just kind of... I enjoyed the atmosphere.
Is it kind of strange to go back to school, though, and do homework and papers and tests and all that? Yeah.
But it was kind of neat, too, because I didn't go to college after high school because mm-hmm. I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And I'd done enough school that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, wasn't a real good student. Yeah. And wasn't bad, but I wasn't good.
Yeah.
But anyway, got to defend myself a little bit now.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because I was going to community college mm-hmm. and taking some courses, and I wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just having fun.
Makes it different.
And it's definitely different because you look at these, a lot of the younger kids that are there, and they're, because they're supposed to. They're doing it because either somebody has told them they must, or because they have been taught that they're supposed to.
Mm.
And they really don't want to be there. So
maybe they can do something else. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Let's see. You have, you told me you were number three, and number one of your brother, is it a brother or a sister?
I have an older brother who's 5 years older than I,
mm-hmm.
and there's an older sister who's 3 years older
three
than
years
I,
old, okay.
and a younger brother who's, younger sister actually, mm-hmm. who's 3 years younger than I,
mm-hmm.
and a younger brother who's 5 years younger than I.
And that's a baby. God, they planned this, didn't
Not
they?
Really.
Your parents really were on the dot.
Mm.
Let's see. So you and your parents were in the military. Your father was in the military,
right. mm-hmm.
and now, what your occupation right now is?
Actually, it's twofold. One is I'm a lieutenant with the Honolulu Police Department, and the other is that I operate a business outside of
okay.
that, marketing,
okay.
distribution, sales, that sort of
okay.
thing.
Okay. And now, how long have you been with the police department?
Too long. I mean,
too long.
I couldn't resist. Actually, no, it should have been good. In case you're listening, Chief. No, I've been with them.
No, does the Chief speak any pidgin?
Well, everybody does, you know.
We have to get the
yeah.
Chief.
We all grew up. How about a day is that? You know, we all grew up that way. But I've been with them for, I guess, 23 years.
Yeah. 23 years?
Yeah, with one break in between where I decided to go off and be a farmer and discovered I didn't like working for a living.
No, oh, I see. Too hard. Now, did you ever say book them tunnel? Bye, honey.
No, never did.
Okay, well, I think
I did tell them you busted, but
you
anyway.
Busted. I mean, that's... Well, that, of course, you know about how Wi-Fi, it went all over the world. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then, of course, you had the Magnum PI, so and nothing reflects the Honolulu TV like it really is, huh?
No, nothing could.
Well, that's what I'm asking now is your attitude, now that you have had, 20 minutes to think about it, What was your attitude about pigeon when you were growing up? You didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it at all.
Okay, never. And then you really have never thought about it until today, huh?
Yeah, never really did. It was just, like we were just talking about, just you need to be able to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a method of communication.
Mm-hmm. So it was never negative or positive?
Yes, not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. There's no moral issues in involved,
mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned about, you know, kind of a social economic differentiation,
mm-hmm.
but that really wasn't pigeon,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, it was just, there was an association with that, but,
mm-hmm.
but no, I never thought about it and never judged it
mm-hmm.
one way or the other.
Your kids, you have three kids, Angela
mm-hmm.
is what?
Angela's 14, Jessica is 11, and John is 6.
Yeah, and how about them, do they speak Creole pigeon?
They, in the home, I insist they speak well. They speak properly.
They speak standard.
Because I know that
mm-hmm.
in their peer group, they're not.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Because now we have a balance.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's a key
I know
thing.
When they go to school, because they'll slip. When I pick them up from school, they slip, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll go, hey, that's okay, but, you know, you have to speak correctly. You know, learn to enunciate, learn to pronounce three words correctly.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, you know,
yeah.
like any standard parent.
Yeah.
Because I know in school they're hearing it and speaking
yeah.
with the local accent and with the pidgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure, okay, that's good. My job is to balance that out
mm-hmm.
and give them, like you called it, codes.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to speak in either code.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. you know, to be able to code language according to the particular situation, the particular environment, the particular mm-hmm. audience. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to code it.
I guess the feeling I get from you is that you do not have a negative attitude towards pigeons.
It's a tool. It's a language. It's a way. It's a tool to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try to not get off on too many tangents here. Communication is an extremely important thing to me in various aspects of my life. For many years, I was the hostage negotiator and crisis negotiator for HPD, the hostage, barricaded snipers, and suicidals, and all this sort of thing. Communication was vitally important to me. I probably should have thought about it more and studied it more, but I didn't. I just did it. And to be able to slip from one coding to another according to the situation and the person mm-hmm. was vital. It was the difference between life and death,
mm-hmm.
mine or theirs. You know what I mean? And I kind of value mine. So
I'm glad. Your wife would be glad to find that out.
But, I don't see it as a good or bad. Mm-hmm. It's a tool. It's a tool to be used.
That's great. I... Tell me about the Miranda Rice.
Oh, okay.